And now on to our final story here on the top five. The Israeli military has launched 3 airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, targeting the northern, southern and eastern parts of the besieged Palestinian territory. Palestinian officials say 3 explosions were heard in the territory. Rescue teams and ambulances have rushed to the areas. At least 8 Palestinians have been injured in southern Gaza town of Rafah. 2 Palestinians have also been injured in the north. Tel Aviv claims the airstrikes were carried out in response to a rocket fired from Gaza. The Israeli military often targets Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, which remains cut off from the outside world by a crippling blockade. Ashraf Shannon is our correspondent with us now live from Gaza with the latest. So Ashraf, tell us about these latest attacks, and we are hearing reports that there was a rocket fired from Gaza into Israel and these were coming in response. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, Hama, Israel claimed that the attacks earlier this morning around dawn were in response to a rocket that was fired Thursday evening from Gaza. No one in Gaza has claimed any responsibility for rockets being fired, and Israel has blamed the Hamas government for any rockets being fired from Gaza. Even Israeli War Minister Moshe Yaalon issued very strong threat to Hamas, calling on Hamas to rein in those who fire rockets towards Israel. Now, the result of these airstrikes, 10 people injured, 2 in northern Gaza, where Israel targeted a recreational park, as you see some of the pictures here. There was also an airstrike on northwest Gaza City, and also an airstrike on southern Gaza. Now, these strikes show that Israel has been violating the Egyptian brokered truce that ended the 8-day Israeli war in Gaza in November of 2012. According to local and international monitors in the Gaza Strip, Israel has violated the truce more than 1,400 times since it was signed under the Egyptian auspices back in November of 2012. Israel, on almost a daily basis, carries out airstrikes, land incursions, attacks on fishermen in the Mediterranean Sea, and also attacks farmers along the so-called buffer zone. Israel did not keep its end of the truce agreement. They were supposed to allow a Palestinian fisherman to fish up to 6 nautical miles and to allow Palestinian farmers to go as close as they can to, into the so-called buffer zone, and also continued the so-called targeted assassination policy that have been killing people for many years, because they did assassinate people in recent months, even last week.